So what are the Army Reserves then?
Fully qualified soldiers. So we're run pretty much the same as a regular battalion, but we do everything in a smaller and less scale such. We train on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night and the odd weekend here and there with a camp. And what we want to do is, as I say, is get our soldiers to a good trained, qualified stage so that they can then go away and backfill the regular counterparts.
So what kind of people can join the Army Reserves? Do you need to be super fit?
No, I mean, that's a myth. The Army Reserve and the Army, in fact, is it all starts at a low level. Obviously, you need to have a base level of fitness, but it's something that Army Reserve will work on it with you. And will work as long as it takes. We wouldn't throw you into the deep end. We wouldn't do anything that we don't think you could do. First and foremost, we've got a duty of care. And that's the most important thing. So we start off slowly, and then it gets built up. So the fitness level, yes, a base fitness, but we definitely work on that with you.
And what sort of level of commitment is needed by people, and how does it work in with employers?
At the moment, Army Reserve, you need to be committed to 27 days out the calendar year. That's made up of your training nights, whichever night that may be, depending on your reserve unit. Your weekends, most Army Reserve units run maybe about 1 to 2 weekends per month, and then your annual camp that gets run once a year as well. And the days are made up very fast. They're built up, as I say, with all the training activities. Most of it is the weekend and on an evening. So if you're on a normal daily routine, then you can pretty much attend them. But 9 times out of 10 just now, employers are very on side. They let their Army Reserve soldiers go to work with ourselves because they get something back at the end of the day as well. They get a wee bit of drive, but more commitment from the soldier itself into their work. So these things build up, so it works good for everybody.
So is it really about, you know, sort of getting the community more involved in what you're doing?
I think it is. I mean, obviously the Army Reserve and the Army, it's always been a big part of Ayrshire. And there's 3 Army Reserve units in Ayrshire. But when we've had our soldiers out in the street recruiting, not a lot of people actually know where the local Army Reserve Centre is. And it's just basically to put 6 Scots back in the market in Ayr and Kilmarnock and basically the rest of Ayrshire to let the people know that we have got a local infantry battalion, this is where we are and this is what we do and this is what we've got to offer.
And are you hoping to open something in Kilmarnock, is that right?
I think that is the end state, yes. Timeframes we're not really too sure about, but it's definitely something that the Army in a whole is interested in doing. Because of the size of the area and the amount of people that's in it, I think it's a good location. It's a focal point of Ayrshire, and it's got good transport links to everywhere. So I think that's the main priority for people to get back and forward, and it's easy. So I think that's what they're looking for in the future, yeah. The regular Army, having been there myself, they couldn't do their job without the backup of the reserves, because the regular Army are very stretched. They're getting tasked left, right and centre with all different roles and responsibilities, and that's where the reserve soldier comes in. So if a reserve soldier is interested in doing their time, they'll volunteer for it. They're not forced to do it, they'll volunteer. They'll go away and train with their regular counterparts, and then they'll go away and they do a mobilisation package, and they'll go away with the regular Army for a number of months, maybe up to a year sometimes. So that's what the end state of the reserves is, to, as I said earlier, to get a good soldier, fully qualified, that wants to back up the regular Army and go on tour or go and exercise and help out, and that's what it's all about.
And you can get paid for doing it?
Yes, you get paid every day that you're in the reserves. You get a daily rate of pay. You also, at the moment, there's all sorts of incentives come in, cash incentives for passion training. You get your leave entitlement as well now, so every 10 days you commit to the Army Reserve, you get an extra day's pay. And you also get some pension that's just really kicked in April 2015 there. So at the end state, every single day that you work, you're getting a daily rate of pay. And all these bonuses added on top, it's good financial incentives.
Are there different roles that you can take on as well?
Yeah, certainly. Although I'm speaking about 6th Scots, which is an infantry unit, who are combat soldiers and fight in the front line and do peacekeeping duties. Ayrshire itself has got two other units, and they do various tasks all over the central belt of Scotland. You've got different Army Reserve units that offer different roles and responsibilities, really. So you've got the logistics, who obviously they work in the logistics area. You've got the engineers over in Glasgow as well, and that speaks for itself. So and then across to the east, you've got the military police as well. So right across the central belt, you've got all different roles, responsibilities and jobs that is available.
And why should people get involved? Tell us why.
I think people should get involved because they need to keep themselves busy, active. Young people nowadays, they want to challenge themselves. You've got the computer generation that will sit there and do that sort of stuff, but you've also got that generation that they do want to go out and they do want to go as far as they can and challenge themselves in whatever means. And that's where we come in. We offer all the things. We offer the challenge. We offer the excitement. We offer the travel. And as cliche as it sounds, all these things are available for a reserve soldier just as much as they are as a regular soldier. And on top of that, the incentives that you get, the money, the pay, the travel, it speaks for itself, really. That's why they should join, and that's why they should get out their houses and come down to the open day.
Just tell us again where and when the open day is.
The open day is going to be held at 6 Scots B Company, and that's in Seaforth Road in Ayr. It's going to be run on the 4th of July from 10 o'clock till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, with a barbecue provided for lunch.